The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I'm wondering, and I'm not going to do it, but if I were to take a poll today, I'm wondering how many of you believe that your church will be back to normal, meeting in person without any restrictions by the end of the year. I'm wondering how many of you believe that. Well, the folks at Barna, the Barna Group, the Barna Research Center, has just released their latest research. And here is the headline. A growing number of pastors believe their churches will not meet in person until 2021. And they begin the research by quoting Andy Stanley of North Point Community Church in Atlanta, who has already determined we're not meeting until next year. And then he went on to say, we don't need to. Meeting together is not essential. That's the word he used. I disagree. I started to say violently. I disagree vehemently. Meeting together in person is essential. So we're going to talk to that. I'll give you some of these statistics. But before we do that, I got to give you a Transworld update. I want to thank, we have another anonymous giver who called 888. Well, give me get the number 888-988-5656. Another anonymous donor, and then Juliana in Somerset. I think Juliana went online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com, I believe that Juliana went online, thewordcolumbus.com, clicked on the Transworld Radio banner, and gave online. So because of those two generous gifts, the anonymous caller and Juliana, here's where we are right now. We're $380 away from our goal. That's it. $380 away from our goal. That's it. Now, I would like to exceed it, but we can't exceed it until we hit it. Can we take care of that 380, like, right now? Would you pray about pledging $80 and calling 888-988-5656? Would you pray about pledging $80, 888-988-5656, and then would somebody else pray about pledging $300? If two people, one $300, one $80, we'd be at our goal. We're sending radios to Africa. Every $50 sends another radio to Africa. These are high quality radios. They don't need to be plugged in. They don't need electricity. They don't need batteries. They have a built-in generator. They're cool. They got a little hand crank on the side. You don't really have to crank very long either to get a pretty long extended period. And when that wears down, you just crank it up again. You can go anywhere and pick up the radio. The fine gospel broadcasting of Trans World Radio. Most of your favorite Bible teachers are on Trans World Radio, obviously in their local language. But if Christian radio has been a blessing to you, don't you want people, particularly in Africa? All right, we're $380 away from the goal. Now I'm going to go to the phones. I'll come back to this Barna article, but I've got phone lines waiting, and it's Friday, so I tried to defer to the phones, but I desperately want to take care of this goal. $380, that's all. Now again, I'd love to go past it, but we can't go past it until we hit it. $380. What part of that could you take? Somebody could pledge $380. Round it up to $400. Two people, $200. All right, again, I'm not going to try to manipulate. You pray, you give what God lays on your heart. 888-988-5656. I'll come back to the Barna article about how many pastors believe that their church will meet in person. But before we do that, I'm going to go to Mike in Northwest Columbus. Mike, welcome. You're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Me? I can hear you well.
Oh, okay. Somehow I didn't hear the magic sound that you usually get when the caller is engaged.
The magic sound?
Yeah, there's like a ping, and you know you're on.
Okay, wait. All right, are you ready? Ping.
Yeah.
Does that help?
All right. Good. That helps. Perfect.
Okay.
Now, Larry Helfer was involved with a ballot issue, and they're saying, well, since there was some chicanery with Larry Helfer and the people who benefited, this thing needs to be repealed. So something that found out about after the fact means it should be repealed. Well, let's see. We had some riots and some fires and, you know, burning and rioting and looting and stealing. But we were told with the city of Columbus, if we didn't pass a tax increase, that there's going to be burning and rioting and looting. Well, we passed it. Do we repeal it? And
yeah.
Remember, there was a repeal for Senate Bill 5, which was about, you know, making the government employees more accountable. Mm-hmm. You had a police officer. You had, I'm Sergeant Jim Gilbert, blah, blah, blah. I'm fireman this. If you don't pass this, we're going to have riots, some burning and looting.
Yeah.
Well, we've got fires. Does that mean Senate Bill 5 is back on? And just as bad, that one police officer was promoted to the sheriff's department. Did that get repealed too?
Yeah. You know, the liberal left, Mike, makes promise after promise after promise. First, it's elect me. If you elect me, we'll solve all of your problems. Whatever they are, you know, we will solve your problems. You're a minority. We're going to solve the problems of unemployment. We're going to solve the problems of crime. Just elect me. That's all I ask. Then when they're elected, guess what? What you just said. Well, we need to pass another tax levy. We need to raise the taxes. And we guarantee you, we promise you, that if you will just pass this levy for police, for the schools, or whatever, all of the problems are going to be solved. Mike, honest question, when are people going to realize they have been lied to? They have been deceived over and over and over again. And yet the same people in the same party that keeps lying keeps getting reelected. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
I don't understand either. It doesn't make any sense. People just don't care. They don't care anymore. They don't pay attention that much.
Well, I think they do care, but I don't know. I don't know whether it's ignorance, defiance, or just out and out deceit, or a combination of all of those. But, you know, Mayor Genther, in the last election, he made race relations a big, big deal. That was a big deal. Police reform was a big part of his election campaign. Elect me, elect me, elect me, elect me. And then he gets elected. And as you pointed out, it takes riots and looting and people injured before he goes, oh, we need police reform. Excuse me, Mayor, that's the platform you ran on, and you didn't do a thing. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I know, Mike. Hey, thanks for calling. I appreciate
it.
All right. Bye-bye. Maybe you want to get in on the discussion. Give me a call, 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. I'll check with the call center, but as far as I know, we are still just $380 away from our goal. I can see the finish line, folks. Let's cross it. 888-988-5656. Transworld Radio. Please call now.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
You've all been on a long trip, haven't you? Haven't you? I mean, you're going on vacation, coming home from vacation, going on a business trip, coming home. I would imagine every one of you has been on a long trip. What is the hardest, the toughest, the most frustrating part of the entire trip? The last half hour. You know, Joy and I have had many, many family vacations through the years. We've taken the grandkids around. And, you know, you have a great time, wonderful time, and then you head home. And then the last 30 minutes, it seems like you will never get there. Or you're leaving or go away from home on vacation. Everybody's excited. This is wonderful. You got the kids. They got the games in the back seat. Everybody's all ready. And the first couple of hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, everything's just great. And then, are we there yet? Are we there yet? And the last hour, particularly the last 30 minutes, is just torment. Well, this isn't torment, but we have been on a long journey since yesterday with Transworld Radio. We want to provide 156 individual radios at $50 apiece. That's $7,800. We began that long journey yesterday. We were going on a $7,800 mile dollar trip. We're almost home. We are almost home. I can almost see the turn into our street. We got $380 left to go. That's it. $380 left. All during the break, I had my phone out because I'm getting texts. Each ministry has a different way of reporting their call center. And I get texts every time someone gives. And so all the time during that break, I kept checking my phone, checking my phone, checking my phone, checking my phone. We're only $380 away. We're going to get there. We're going to... No, we didn't make any progress during that last break. So folks, let's take it home. We just need $380. Here's the telephone number, 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656, or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com. Thewordcolumbus.com. Every $50 provides a radio. Now, I promised you that I wouldn't spend the entire program on Trans World Radio, and I haven't. We've dealt with several topics. We've taken several phone calls. But if you were not listening yesterday, allow me to share a quick story. And to those of you who were listening yesterday, indulge me, please. Let me tell you why this project is so personal for me. I've been familiar with Trans World Radio for almost 40 years. Almost 40 years, I've been familiar with Trans World Radio and known of their honesty, their integrity, their faithfulness, their stewardship. I've known several of their missionaries around the world. I've been involved in Christian radio all of my adult life. That's the way I worked my way through college. I have a love for Christian radio. But this is a campaign for Africa, and I have a deep, abiding love for Africa because I've been there several times. Malawi is one of the countries that the radios that we are providing will go to. And that has a special place in my heart because I was there not long ago. I was there in Malawi doing a pastor's conference. Now, folks, you have to understand, Malawi is the poorest country in Africa. It's a very primitive country. Most of the pastors do not even have a high school diploma, but they love God. They're studying God's word. They're doing the best they can. And thousands and thousands and thousands are coming to Christ all over Malawi. Evangelists are taking the message, and people are giving their hearts to Jesus. And men are surrendering to preach and to be pastors of these little country churches. But the biggest thing they need is training, teaching, discipleship. And by the way, that's the biggest need of the people that are coming to Christ, because the false prophets, the false teachers, are flooding Africa, including and maybe particularly Malawi. And that's where these little radios come in. Each of these radios can be used anywhere. They don't need to be plugged in. You don't need to buy batteries. It's got a crank on the side. You crank it up. And these little radios provide the finest Bible teachers in the world today through the radios. Many of your favorite Bible teachers and preachers are on Trans World Radio. The programs obviously are translated into the local language. But I was there teaching pastors. They had walked, some of them, for 2 to 3 days because they were so hungry for God's word. It would have been incredible if we could have placed a radio in the hand of every one of those pastors. Folks, we're $380 away from the goal. Let's finish this. 888-988-5656. 888-988-5656.